You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson recently announced that the UK government will develop a new global pandemic radar to track COVID variants and other emerging diseases. Separately, the Rockefeller Foundation's Pandemic Prevention Institute has proposed creating a hub for gathering pandemic-related data already out there in other systems. Among global health experts, the consensus is clear. We need better ways to detect and surveil pandemics. But getting these systems up and running will require careful coordination between organizations and countries, something that's been in short supply. Next, the U.S. plans to distribute millions of coronavirus vaccine doses to Latin America. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced on Tuesday. The Biden administration has yet to say which countries will receive doses first and when they will be delivered. The Chinese government has already shipped more than 165 million doses of its homegrown vaccine to Latin America and the Caribbean. And U.S. intelligence agencies are investigating the possibility that COVID-19 came from a lab leak in addition to looking at natural spillover as a potential cause. The investigation was demanded by President Biden last week. It brings attention to the scientific uncertainty about the pandemic's origins and brings back the allegation of the virus possibly coming from a Wuhan lab. But in all likelihood, Wired's Adam Rogers points out, we won't know where the virus came from for years. And until then, it's worth remembering that scientists almost never say they're sure about anything.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.